And joining us this morning for a second half of a Community Connection this morning, spending just about 10 minutes with Washington County District 2 Commissioner Mike Bouvier. Mike, nice to have you in here this morning. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. I'm glad to be here. It's a beautiful day.
Well, got a little bit of moisture. I don't know where that came from besides the sky because it wasn't in the forecast, but we will accept any and all precip around here as long as it's not severe weather.
Exactly.
Well, Mike, county government, the closest level of government to people that we can talk about, state and federal, all we went to, but if you want to get something done, talk to somebody local, and that's what you guys do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like your local barber or your local plumber or anything, you know, when you or the owner, you get to talk to him and have that personal rapport that you get to have after knowing him for a little bit. And I love my job. I've been in it almost 4 years now, and I love the chance to be able to give back to Washington County, Bartlesville, just all that I've enjoyed in living in Oklahoma and everything. And if I can make a difference here in the county, that's what I'm here for.
And I know that, you know, I talk to elected officials all the time, and that there's a current theme that runs through, regardless of level of office, from municipal, county, state, federal. The first term of office, for much of that first term, you feel like you're just learning the job.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm just learning the job the first 3.5 years. The last year, all I did was go to school constantly, or most of the 3 years. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot involved in learning about county government. Some people I've heard in the past come in with an agenda. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Well, you know, it's a little bit harder than you think just to go in there and just change things and do stuff.
And yet, if you know, I don't care what level we're talking about. If the processes aren't changing, aren't growing, aren't improving, then you're moving in the wrong direction.
Exactly. You know, and when I took over, and not to say that the other commissioners haven't done a great job, you know, they may have been focused on other things that needed to be done. Mine, particularly, is safety with the roads and stuff. I really like that. I think about kids and the public on the roads. And, you know, I have focused on getting the roads taken care of, especially in the south eastern section, because they've been neglected for a long time because of other things needing to be done.
Well, and I know county government particularly, seems like at least a constant shuffling of priorities. So you may start off January and saying, this is, you know, top job number one, and all of a sudden, due to weather, due to whatever, all of a sudden the job that you thought was number 10 on your list needs to be shuffled up to the top of the list because it becomes more immediate.
Exactly. You know, all the chip sealing we do usually starts in June and July, you know, when the hotter temperatures and the ground temperatures are warm. So we prepare the roads during the winter, which people don't like because you get dust and everything like that, but that's the best time to prepare the roads, reclaim them, and then let them set, let the traffic go over them. We keep going back and shaping the roads and getting that ready for when we chip seal, and then getting all that done. And if it rains, then we're back to square one. We have to go and put gravel all over the roads again. So we're constantly shifting all the time. You really got to be able to be a person that can improvise. You got to improvise. You got to change from one thing 1 minute to the next.
Mike, when you look at your staff, and I know you count the entire county has, I mean, miles listed in the hundreds as opposed to what many of us would think would be more than, you know, let's say just 100 or two. Well, because we think of Washington County, we're the smallest county in the state, but you still have literally hundreds of lane miles that have to be maintained.
Well, just for your information, you know, county government has over 75% of all the roads in Oklahoma. So, you know, that's a lot of roads.
Yeah.
In just in my district, I have like 165 miles of roads in my district, and we are a little county, so I'm kind of grateful for that, because it just takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that you've been, I'll say, getting a lot of classes, knowing the job better, whether it's the legal constraints that are on you or just the science of road building. There's more to the job than meets the public eye.
Oh, yeah. When I first got in here, I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, we learn about, like you say, about law, government, road building, on and on and on and on. And I have taken, I became a certified commissioner. That means that I took a test every time I did the class. And then I took a test, and you have to pass it over 85%.
Mm-hmm.
And so each time I did that, and so I am not only just a county commissioner, I'm a certified county commissioner.
So people can say, okay, Duncan, our guy, you happen to be District 2, but I'm sure that your other two county parts in the county are working on similar sorts of things. But to your constituents in District 2, that says something that you're doing the job as you see it.
I think so. I a few weeks ago, I was at Oglesby Fire Department, and someone came to me and they said something which I would have never thought would be from this particular person, and he thought I was doing a great job, and I was just appalled, and I was thankful, and I like to hear that. But I mean, I'm also out there. I can take criticism. If something needs to be done, let me know. Don't hold it back. Let me know, and I will get it done if all possible.
Okay. I didn't plan on turning this necessarily into a campaign or re-election talk, because the filing period is actually not for a while yet. But
next Wednesday.
I'm going to say you've got a little bit of time, but I'm going to read between the lines here and assume that at the end of the filing period, you're probably going to find your name on the list.
I am, actually. I put on Facebook yesterday that I'm going for re-election, because like I said, I do love my job and I love working with the people, and it's just a wonderful place to be at my particular time in my life.
Yeah. As you see the needs, District 2 particularly, but Washington County in general, and I know that we could go on grocery list for a while, but some of the more important needs for the county, let's say over the next 4 years, being that term of office, what's coming down the pike for Mike in Washington County?
Well, like I said, we have the 5- and 8-year plan, and that is susceptible to this the money being taken away from county governments. And I understand, everybody's in a pickle, so we're all going to have to work with it. So without any too many handicaps with money, I would like to see more roads taken care of, I've worked mostly, actually 4 years now, I've worked mostly in the southeast. Not that we don't take care of the north part of my county, but we need to pay attention to some of the other stuff, and we're looking forward to doing that. I think I've done a lot of good things for the peddlers, the Bowdersville peddlers. I put on a bikeway through the counties for the people to ride their bicycles and be safe when they're out there. There's signs to let other people know that there are bicycle people on the roads. And, I don't think I've ever said that I will do a job and didn't do it. I continue to do, if I say I'm going to do something, I have done it. And I'm proud of that. We got some low water crossings we're going to be putting in on 2100, which means in the next couple of months, we're going to have to shut the road down. So everybody who's listening that live out there, prepare for that. Progress, we have to shut down a little bit to make it work.
Yeah.
For our men's safety, for the crews.
Well, sometimes on any road construction project, you have to either close one lane or both lanes for as short a period of time as necessary to get the job done. Otherwise, you're never going to get traffic's going by, you can't get the job done.
Well, I wanted to say one other thing. I know we're not going to have a whole lot of time here. Two things is, my colleagues that I work with and all the people I work with in the county are just fabulous people. Mike and Mitch are great. We got a team working good together, and I really like that. We got a give and take. We talk about things in an open meeting, and we're you know, we can move it around. And the other thing is, I couldn't do zip without having my road crew. My guys are superb, and I constantly get people calling in saying, your guys are the best. And we like to hear that. You know, there are other criticisms, but, you know, for the most part, they have done their jobs good, safely. Our main focus is to go out in the morning, get the job done, and come back safe.
Mike, real quick, I know you've got contact information listed on the county's website, countycourthouse.org, but if people need to get a hold of you and say, hey, I got a problem, you're accessible.
I am accessible, and you know, you can reach me on Washington County's Facebook, and you can, you know, we have one that I put a lot of information on there, and I have the web page for the re-election too, so anybody feels that you may want to re-elect me, I'm honored.
Thank you very much. Mike Bouvier with us this morning for the second half of a multi-subject community connection on 1400 K1.
Winds, but they'll still be very strong. More wildfires are expected. Red flag.